to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. Well, I am Robert Gatewood, your host. Now, today we got a very, very That's why I'm always happy to have people like Mr. Richard Miles, who's on the phone. This gentleman is out here. He is a star in his own right. He played for the New England Patriots. I'm not going to toot his horn too much because I'm sure he can toot it a lot better than me. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Miles.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, I am honored to have you. So, Mr. Miles, tell us, now, one thing I did notice that you also have an affinity. You have a love for the community and creating wealth and creating jobs for our community. And I guess that's why you started out as a 501c3.
Yes, absolutely. The Washington Chiefs, my first organization started off as 501c3, put kids first. I initiate programs such as No Thugs, No Drugs, Early Youth Offenders Program, Conflict Resolution. I did it on the platform of football because I tell, you know, everybody, you know, athletes are human and they make mistakes too. Mm-hmm. And when people put them on pedestals and things go wrong, everybody ready to condemn them. But I also want them to understand that a lot of athletes are willing to give back, and they just don't know how. But starting the Washington Chiefs was my way of really giving back to the community.
Wow. And I noticed some pretty popular names in your organization. I saw Fred Smoot and Bobby Wilson, some people that are actually working with you.
And we don't want to forget Rod Millsap, and we have several other NFL players a part of that. So that what gives them give us that legitimacy, as you know.
Now, and I will say that what I like about what you're doing in many organizations, when you start from a place of giving back, and that's something I've tried to live by, you give back, it will come back. And I can see that it has actually worked for you because you're doing some phenomenal things, such as the MFL. Now, tell us about the MFL.
The MFL is 32 teams across the country. I have my own network, my own radio show, my own apparel. It's trademarked and patented by me. I tell a lot of guys, it's not that you're not good enough to play in the NFL. It's not enough room.
Right.
As you know, all Americans don't even get drafted. If you notice that draft yesterday, I'm quite sure a lot of people watched it.
Right.
Those are what the NFL, quote, unquote, said, the best in the country. But we know different. And then we talk about a lot of the guys come out of school really not ready yet for the NFL system. You know, if you're in college, you're playing a college type of offense and a college type of system, period. So they need a little more technique and skills when you come into the NFL.
Wow. Now, you said something, man, that was so profound. You said it's not that they're not good enough. There's just not enough room. There's only so many positions. I mean, you talk about think about all the schools out here, all the talented kids. And we talking about everybody's not an Odell Beckham, but there's a lot of Odell Beckhams out here that just won't fit because there's no room for them.
Absolutely. There's no room. And that's actually what I was been saying. We have to understand that, you know, we tell it's life after football, but you have a lot of kids that coming out of school that don't get a shot. That's where the MFL come into play. Of course, you know they have minor league baseball, basketball, hockey. Never a minor league football system until now. And it's not that it's new, because I've been doing this for 21 years. But the problem was educating people to the minor football league, because, you know, we got people still talking about semi-pro. And as you know, it's no such thing as semi-pro. Either you're pro or you're not. That's just an ignorant term people use to justify sandlot football.
But you know what? I was talking to you the other night, and I thought this was really what makes it fit into what we're doing here, is that the amount of opportunities that a football league brings, how many jobs it creates, how many income streams, how it changed the lives of so many people.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about economic development. You're talking about coaching jobs, general manager jobs. You're talking about PR. You're talking about TV, network. You talk about people that work in the state and clean up the state and park. I mean, you're talking about opening up a lot of jobs for people in having the opportunity for someone to own a professional franchise. And this is the last frontier for that.
Now, this is really what I like. This is really why I'm just really jumping out of my seat by your being here. One, because this is actually owned by you. This is owned by a brother in our community. We didn't have to go outside the community. I'm sure this brother could have made some kind of deal and sold off or done this or done that. This is owned by somebody in our community. People always talk about we don't own anything. Well, folks, that's a myth. There are some people out here that are actually doing it. They're not getting the credit. They're not getting the publicity they need. But this brother is doing it. And you're also making this opportunity available to other people. Tell us about that.
We're franchising. After 21 years, I revamped the MFL in its entirety. Right now, we're franchising teams. So now we're giving people the opportunity to own a professional franchise, not just 2% or 1%. I'm talking about owning the whole franchise.
Wow.
And as you know, we are in 32 cities around the country, and we're giving people the opportunity to own that.
Man, I can imagine now. If you're talking about having something behind your name, Robert Gatewood football team on. Oh my goodness, you talk about some weight. Not even talking about, we're talking about people trying to make these impact in their communities. You own a team, think about the number of people you're going to put to work. I mean, just put the income aside. We talked about all the possible income streams, but just the impact that can have on a community.
I'm sitting up in my seat for that.
Hey, my co-host over here, Richard, is sitting here. She climbed up off the floor because she was saying, I can own a team.
It's something that we used to think wasn't attainable. That is. And as you know, a lot of us have income and we have money that's been put away. We really don't know what to do with it. This is not, most people come up with pyramid schemes and all that. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is. This actually owns a professional franchise. And I don't need to say that, need to tell you what that means. You have a lot of cities in economically ruined, as you know.
Right.
And what greater opportunity to bring a professional franchise, football franchise there?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what. And also, if somebody's interested in that MFL franchise, I'm sure there are quite a few. Got one sitting up here in the booth with me. How can they find out more information about that?
You can go to our website at themfl.org. Or you can call that same number at 240-551-8031. And we'd be happy to talk to people about it. A lot of people see it as a great opportunity. And we have to understand this is giving people an opportunity to be that new line of billionaires. Because believe me, this is what this is happening. And I'd like people to really take a look at this. Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And folks, don't minimize this, because this brother, he's got a straight line to the NFL. This is an opportunity, like he said, of a lifetime. So if you folks sitting on the fence, you're trying to look for a way to change your life forever, call this brother, 240-551-8030. We're going to put this information on the website, or go to the website, themfl.org. Mr. Miles, thank you very much for what you're doing in the community, and we will have you back on the show soon, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. That's the Marketing Pulpit. That's going to wrap it up for today, folks. It's been quite a show. Go to marketingpulpit.com for information on all the guests. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.